我哋要从第
十八节开首读一小段。
We read from verse 14, verse 18.
然后弟兄姊妹，你揾到，请你细心嘅去睇。
When you found this passage, can you please look at that carefully?
听我哋读。
Please listen to our reading.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他藉着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Once you were alienated from GodAnd were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不至被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传与普天下万人听的。我保罗也作了这福音的执事。
If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is a gospel that you have heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul,have become a servant.
然后弟兄姊妹，请翻过来呢一边，我哋跳过一啲咁多，嚟再读一少少。
Now we turn to the another passage, in chapter two.
Oh no, chapter one.
Sorry, still in chapter one.
二十五节
，verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐我的职份。作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
I have become a servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden from ages and from generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫各人，教导各人，要把各人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
We proclaimed him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
第二章了。
Chapter 2.
我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力。要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘 就是基督。
I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of the complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ.
啊，我哋感謝神。
We thank the Lord.
因為佢將佢自己嘅心意嚟向我哋解開。
Because He revealed His heart and mind to us.
叫我哋能夠好清楚嘅領會到喺佢永遠嘅旨意嘅裏邊，佢將我哋擺喺佢嘅紀念嘅裏頭。
That we in He remember us in His eternal purpose.
咁根據乜嘢嚟紀念我哋呢
？On what basis our God remember us？
係根據佢嘅兒子嘅所作嚟叫我哋蒙紀念。
Based on the work that His Son has done, we are to be remembered.
佢嘅兒子有乜嘢資格可以叫我哋喺神嘅面前得蒙紀念
？How can His Son be qualified to cause us to be remembered by God？
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our God.
父喺呢處為佢嘅兒子作見證。
Here the Father testify for the Son.
指出咗神嘅兒子嘅資格。
Pointing out the qualification of the Son.
我哋上午嘅时候已经留意到佢一个最一头一个资格，乃系佢系创造嘅主。
In the morning, we already mentioned that the first qualification that He is the Creator.
万有系藉着佢而有嘅。
All things were created by Him.
系因着佢而存留喺呢个宇宙中间嘅。
And based on Him, it was sustained and maintained in the universe.
但是更重要的一点，佢神明显做一件事，万有的存留乃是为着佢自己的儿子的彰显。
But most important, the whole universe existed for the benefit of His Son.
显明佢儿子的智慧、能力同埋佢的丰富。
Revealing the wisdom, the might, and the fullness of the Son.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We worship and praise our Lord.
但是主所以能够成为我们在神的面前蒙纪念的根据。
The fact that the Lord can be the basis of us being remembered by God.
不单止因为他是创造的主。
Not only because He is the Creator God.
他同时又是一位救赎的主。
He also the Redeemer Lord.
这个是我们今天晚上继续要接上去交通道的。
This is the subject that we shall continue this evening.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
亚当的族类的堕落是因着神的儿子的救赎。而得到在神面前完全的挽回。
The fallen race of Adam is being restored completely by what the Son of God has done.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他不单止是一切物质的创造者。
Not only that He is the creator of all material things.
在物质的领域的范围的里面呢，他是那个开始又是那个供应。
In the sphere of material world, He is the beginning, He is also the sustainer.
同时又是那个管理。
He is also the controller.
我们感谢赞美。
We praise and thank Him.
但是不单止在物质的范围的里面，我们的主是显出他那么尊贵、那么崇高的那个地位。
Not only that He revealed Himself to be so supreme and so high in that position in the material world,
在救赎的这件事情上面也同样的向我们显明神的儿子的资格。
On the subject of redemption, God also revealed the qualification of the Son to us.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We worship and praise our Lord.
在属灵的领域的里面，他也显明他自己的至高、至尊那个地位。
In the spiritual realm, He also revealed Himself to be the supreme, should be the preeminent.
是根据一个什么的事实，要让他显出了这个这样的资格呢？
On what basis does it reveal His qualification?
弟兄姊妹晓得一件事情是很清楚的。
One thing we can see very clearly here.
撒旦堕落了之后，
After Satan has fallen,
他一直在神的面前做神的对头。
He continued to be the opposer before God.
但是神为着要将那个堕落的宇宙带回神起初的 嗰个荣耀同华美。
In order to restore the fallen universe into its previous glory and beauty，
所以神用咗六日嘅创造嚟，一方面系恢复局部嘅因堕落而损坏嘅呢个全地。
And God has used 6 days of creation to partially restore the broken and the fallen earth。
同时又创造咗人。来发表神的荣耀同埋神的权柄。
And together he created human being to in order to reveal his glory and his authority.
神系藉着人喺神嘅面前嘅被造，嚟解决撒旦嘅堕落所带来嘅各样嘅混乱。
And God is to use the created human being to deal with the fallen Satan and this confusion that ensured.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你细细读神嘅话嘅时候，你好晓得神嘅神将佢嘅荣耀嘅形象俾过人。
So if we study the word of God carefully, then we see that God has given to the human being his glory and honor.
神将佢嘅权柄委托俾人。
God has given to the human being his authority.
有个明显的目的在那时。
There was a clear purpose there.
是为了对付撒旦和解决撒旦所造成的伤害。
In order to deal with Satan and also to resolve the confusion and the destruction created by Satan.
但是撒旦也同样在这件事情上面向神对抗到底。
And on the same time, Satan continued to oppose God until the end.
以致在他的欺骗和诡诈的底下，是将人都拖埋落水。
And so that in his deception and his craft scheme, he bring man down.
从人的堕落的时候开始。
And from the fall of man,
撒旦就接受了一个新的权柄。
And Satan has got a new authority.
但这个权柄不是神给他。
This authority was not given to him by God.
是因为人的堕落的结果，以致到造成撒旦掌握了那个权柄。
But because the fall of man has caused him to have this authority.
这个权柄是什么权柄？
What is this authority?
死亡的权柄。
The authority of death.
所以从那个时候开始，
So from that moment onward,
撒旦就成为掌死权的魔鬼。
Satan became the devil who lay hold of the authority of death.
他掌握着这个死亡的权柄。
He has this authority of death.
就叫堕落在罪里面的人，
so that
没一个能够脱出他的辖制。
So that none of the fallen race can be free from his dominion.
所以圣经上面就特别指出一个好明确的事实。
That's why the Bible clearly say one fact.
我们都做了撒旦的奴仆。
That we are all slaves to Satan.
我们都顺从了撒旦的引诱。
That we have all obeyed his deception.
我们都很自然的倾向了撒旦给我们的诱惑。
That we are naturally inclined to follow his deception.
明明知道是诱惑，我们都要捐一个头进去。
Even though we know it was a temptation, but nevertheless, we want to go there.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的要找例子来讲的话呢？
If you want to cite examples to speak about this,
我用一个弟兄所讲的事情，你就很清楚领会。
I'd like to illustrate a story by a brother, then you understand this point.
弟兄姊妹，如今你在社会里头生活，
Nowadays you live in a society,
你很有机会接触到很多的地方。
You are able to go to many places.
如果在我生活在美国，所以我比较接触到的就做多的那么多。
I live in America, so I come across this very often.
因为在其他的地方呢，就比较宽松一点。
Maybe in other places it is a little bit more relaxed.
是什么回事呢?
What am I talking about?
吃烟仔啊。
Having cigarettes.
弟兄姊妹你懂得。
You understand?
烟仔有几大支呢?
How big is a piece of cigarette?
手指尾那么大的。
It's as small as the last finger.
但弟兄姊妹你不要看小它。
But do not think it is a small thing.
很多的人就被那个手指尾那么大的烟仔来绑实。
Many people are enslaved by small things like a cigarette.
而且绑到一个地步不甩得。
So much so that they cannot get rid of this bondage.
所以他们就做出一些的这样的讲法。
So they have this saying,
饭后一口烟。
After dinner, you have a cigarette.
快活不神仙,
and it's, you are as happy as you are in seven heavens.
但是不是真的快活不神仙?
Are you really that happy?
如果很多人都曉得,
many people know.
肺癌是很普遍的一種攻擊人的疾病,致死的疾病。
And lung cancer is one of these very fatal diseases.
而其中一個很嚴重的原因,很重要的原因,就是跟吸煙有關。
And the lung cancer is closely linked with smoking.
但是很多人明知道吸煙會帶來肺癌。
Many people know very well that smoking will cause lung cancer.
他就不捨得放下那支煙,
but they cannot get rid of the cigarette.
弟兄姊妹你要留意,
but you have to pay attention.
那支煙有什麼那麼巴閉?
Is it what's so big about the cigarette?
就是手指尾那麼粗而已嘛,
it's so small like a last finger.
但他就將人捆綁得,
yet it enslaves people very hard. Is it the cigarette itself have such power? Not so much the cigarette.
而是什么呢?
What is it then?
而是用这支烟是将死权的魔鬼所用的一种的,我们姑且说它是武器。
We can say that the cigarette is one of the weapons being used by Satan who control death.
他用来去捆绑人,
he uses it to control people.
但是虽然是这么小的一支烟,
even though it's a small cigarette, but we cannot overcome it.
是那支烟有这么大的威力吗?
It is the cigarette that is so powerful.
不是那支烟有这么大的威力,
not so much that it has its power.
是它背后有一个撒旦,
yet behind the cigarette there is Satan. He is a Satan who is, has the dominion of death.
而人活在这个地上面,面对着魔鬼各种各样的动作。
And when we live in this world, we are dealing with many activities created by Satan.
普通的来说,醉酒了,
or perhaps drunkenness,
赌博了,
or gambling,
很多很多的各种各样的东西。
Many different vices.
但是人就服服帖帖地在那时就被这一切的东西来作他的王。
A man willingly obey all these and to be subservient to his control.
是不是真的这一切的物件有这么大的威力呢?
Is this true that all these things are so powerful?
不是。
No.
原因就是说,
the reason is,
这一切都是撒旦使用的工具。
These are all weapons used by Satan
去限制人。
To control people.
所以圣经上面给我们看到那句话,
so the Bible let us see one thing.
他说我们这些人,
say we people,
一生怕死而成为魔鬼的奴仆。
That we are people who throughout our lives, for fear of death, we become enslaved to Satan.
等着你看到这一切的事物的背后, 有一个权势。
You see, behind all this, there is an authority.
这一切的权势乃是掌握在掌死权的魔鬼的手里面。
And this authority ultimately rests with Satan, who controls death.
因此弟兄姊妹,你很清楚看到一件事情。
So one thing we can clearly see,
如果你说在这个地上面,你所遇见的权力,最大的是什么权力?
What is the biggest authority we can come across in this world?
不是总统,
not the president,
不是皇帝,
he's not the king or emperor,
又不是主席,
he's not the chairman,
又不是总书记,
he's not the chief secretary,
是什么?
Well, who is it then?
掌死权的魔鬼,
Satan who controls death.
没有一个权力是大过他,
no other authority in this world is bigger than him.
因为总统都要向他低头,
because the president have to kneel before him,
皇帝要向他低头,
and the emperor would have to kneel before him.
你在人中间有多大的权力,
no matter how much authority you hold in the
world, 你遇到这个掌死权的魔鬼的时候, 你只能够向他低头。
If you come across Satan who controls death, you have to kneel before him.
因此弟兄姊妹你留意到, 你未曾见过是一个在地上边, 接受死的人。
Then that's why you do not find anyone who do not receive the death sentence.
好像我们用的这个诗歌本上面有一首诗歌,
it seems that there is a hymn in the hymn book that we use.
我不是很有把握一定有,
I'm not 100% sure it is in here.
但我估计它应该有,
I believe it should be here.
嗰首诗歌系点样讲嘅呢
？What does he say in this hymn？
佢话千千年嚟啊，只见人去就唔见到有人翻嚟。
He said, all these thousands of years, we can only see people leave and they're not coming back.
弟兄姊妹，我喺美国过嚟。
I come from America, brothers and sisters.
我仲有家人喺美国。
I have my family in
America. 但我出嚟呢段嘅日子呢
？But deep during this time of
佢哋都盼望。我好快就可以翻去。
They're hoping that I can return soon.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有咁样嘅情形嘅话咧，你都一样会有咁嘅感觉。
If you are in my position, you have the similar feeling as well.
你而家翻香港旅行
？If you're going to Hong Kong for holiday，
你去中国探亲
？Or you go to China to visit your relatives？
你去咗之后咧，你去完啦，你就翻又翻嚟英国。
When you have done your visit, you return to England.
但是有一个地方呢它是掌握着一个权力。
But there is a place where authority was held.
你不能不去。
You have to go there.
但你去了你就不回得转头。
But once you've gone there, you cannot return.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么的权力？
What kind of authority is this?
这是死亡的权力。
This is authority of death.
而死亡的权力是掌握在魔鬼的手的里面。
And this authority is held in the hand of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到，你说人堕落，为什么人努力来挣扎？脱出嗰个堕落嘅捆绑。
You say, well, man has fallen. Why can't we struggle and somehow get rid of this bondage that we are held?
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得
，You must understand.
人所有嘅挣扎都冇办法能够胜过魔鬼嘅嗰个死亡嘅权势。
No amount of human struggle can free us from the authority of Satan.
所以我哋只能够系接受佢嘅摆布。
Therefore, we can only lay ourselves to be dealt with.Accepted by him.
他不是单止只是掌握死亡。
Not only that he controlled death.
他还有一个特点。
He's also another special point.
就是专门同神作对。
He is opposing to God.
所以他不单止是走带你走一条死亡的路。
Not only that will lead you to a path of death.
他还不住地在你未成死亡之前来鼓动你要他站在神的对面来同神作对。
He is trying his best to make you to be God's opposer as well before you die.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意得到喺人嘅中间，包括喺所谓叫做称为神嘅儿女嘅基督徒嘅当中。
That's why you see among men, including those who so-called Christians.
但如果话对于未信主嘅人，你向佢传福音，点解佢咁难接受主呢？
If you preach to someone who are not believers.Why is it so difficult for them to come to receive Jesus?
对于神的儿女，是的，已经蒙恩得救了，但是对信服神的权柄的这件事情上面，为什么这么难学会这个功课呢？
And even as Christian, why is it so often so difficult for us to learn obedient to the authority of God?
因为你懂得，这个掌死权的魔鬼，不单只是在那里管理住死亡嘅呢个事实。
We must understand that Satan who control death, not only that he control death alone，
佢仲不住嘅去鼓动人站喺作神对头嘅嗰个位置。
He continue to stir up people's sentiment to stand in a position of opposition to God。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋就发现，哎呀，点解传福音咁难呢？
Then you discover why is it so difficult to preach the gospel.
对我们信主的人来讲，为什么我们的生命成长这么多的困扰在处呢？
Then we realize why is it so difficult for us to pursue a maturing Christian life.
因为有一个权势一直在那处来捆绑着我们，限制着我们。
Because there is an authority there seeking to undermine us, to control us.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在神的救赎嘅呢件事情上边
，in the redemptive work of God，
或者话喺神挽回人嘅呢件事上边
，in the work of restoration of human beings，
神用着佢自己嘅儿子做咗一件大事
，God used His Son to cause a great work。
呢件大事就系去对付咗掌死权嘅魔鬼。
And this great work is to deal with Satan who control death。
有时顶住会，我哋都晓得。我们的主到地上来做人的时候。
So we understand when the Lord of heaven become a human being.
他不是来到地上来去享福。
He didn't come here to enjoy life.
他呢是来到地上去准备去死。
He was here to prepare to die.
弟兄姊妹，我们
好难想象呢件事情。
But it is difficult for us to imagine this possible.
神嘅儿子
，the Son of God，
喺天上面嘅荣耀同埋尊贵系至高嘅。
And he lives in heaven. He is the highest.
但系点解佢要落到人嘅中间做一个卑微嘅人
？Why did he come among men to be a lowly person？
并且当佢嚟做卑微嘅人呢件事情，唔系佢嘅终点。
And furthermore, this is not the end result of him being a human being.
我嘅意思就系唔系佢做人嘅终点。
I mean that he's not the end of him being human being.
佢做人嘅终点系必须要死喺十字架上。
The end result of him being a human being is to die on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，系一个咁样嘅结局，为咩事我哋嘅主佢甘心乐意从父嘅手里边接咗呢个安排呢
？And that would be to his end result. How come he so willingly received this from the hand of God?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
我哋嘅主嚟做人嘅时候，佢唔系睇见有个皇宫摆喺佢嘅前边。
And the Lord come into this world to be a human being. He didn't see a palace there for him.
当佢到地上嚟作人嘅时候，佢已经睇到十字架嘅阴影。
As soon as he come into this world, he saw the shadow of the cross.
佢就系未曾嚟到地上做人嘅时候，正如早晨我曾经引过一个叫嗰节嗰树嘅话。
Even before he became human being, we mentioned this morning.
就喺彼得前书里边嘅话。
In the first Peter，
系讲到话。羔羊的血在创世之前就已经被神看见了。
That the blood of the lamb is already seen by God before the foundation of the world.
你说还未曾创造这个世界。
Oh yes, you said before the creation of the world.
羔羊的血就是神儿子的血就已经被神来看见了。
The lamb, the blood of the lamb, that is the blood of the Son of God, have been seen by God already.
呢件事情系我哋唔容易了解嘅。
This is something that we cannot easily understand.
但喺嗰位从永远到永远嘅神嘅眼里边
，from the eye of the God from eternity to eternity，
神嘅儿子要接受十字架嘅事已经俾神睇见。
He can clearly see that the Son of God would receive the reality of the cross.
咁神嘅儿子有冇睇见佢自己做人嘅结局呢
？Did the Son of God see the result of him being a human being？
佢一样系睇见。
At the same time, yes.
但系感谢我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
当父同佢话
，When the Father said to him，
你到地上俾佢行一次。
You go to the world and go there。
去嗰处做乜嘢
？What are you going there for？
弟兄姊妹到圣诞节嘅时候就好高兴喺嗰时做呢样做嗰样。
At Christmas time, people doing this kind of celebration and other things.
但系有几多个人晓得，我哋嘅主到地上嚟嘅时候，唔系为着生，乃系为着死。
But how many people realize that when the Lord Jesus come into this world, he not to live but to die？
但系我哋嘅主喺完成救赎嘅时候，佢同门徒所提及到嘅要常常。纪念主的死。
When the Lord completed his redemption, he said to his disciple that we should remember his death always.
我哋又读咗好多次嗰处嘅经文。
We have read many times the passages.
但系我哋从来冇将嗰件事放喺心上边。
But seldom do we put it on our heart.
我哋只系睇见主耶稣嘅生，唔见到主耶稣嘅死。
We only see the birth of Christ, do not see the death of Christ.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank the Lord。
唔理我哋喺神嘅面前对神儿子嘅认识系到点样嘅一个地步。
No matter how much we understand the Son of God，
但系神嘅儿子就默然按着父嘅安排到地上边嚟走咗三十几年。
The Son of God quietly come into this world to journey over 30 years of human life。
然后就俾人。钉喺十字架上
，and then he was crucified, nailed on the cross。
嗱喺撒旦嘅眼中睇嚟，佢胜利啦。
In the eyes of Satan, he think that he was triumphant。
佢将神嘅儿子钉死喺嗰处
，because he nailed Christ dead on the cross。
喺人嘅眼里边睇嚟
，humanly speaking，
呢位称为神嘅儿子失败咗啦。
This so-called son of God, he failed。
因为佢喺地上边并冇做成咗一啲乜嘢嘅。大嘅功績
，because he did not achieve some great work on earth。
但是撒旦错咗啦。
But Satan was wrong.
我哋人亦错咗啦。
We human being were wrong as well.
我哋嘅主喺十字架上被钉死。
The Lord Jesus was crucified and he died on the cross.
唔系撒旦钉得佢死。
It is not that Satan can cause him to die there.
撒旦有咩权力可以钉得死我哋嘅主？
What power would Satan that he can nail Jesus Christ died on the cross?
他没错，他是掌死权的魔鬼。
Yes, he's the one who controlled death.
但是他只能够去核制那些在罪和死的权势底下的人。
But he only has power over those who are in sin and in the control of sin.
但是我们的主不是在罪和死权下的人。
But our Lord is not under the authority of death and sin.
撒旦没有这样的权柄可以叫我们的主死。
Satan has no power over the Lord to cause him to die.
当然执行钉十字架的罗马的兵丁亦没有这样的权力可以 叫我们的主死。
Nor has the power laid on the Roman soldiers who crucified the Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你记得当我们的主被拉去捉要去钉十字架之前。
You remember, before the Lord was crucified,
在客西马尼的时候彼得不是拉刀出来斩了大祭司的仆人的耳仔吗？
Wasn't, in the Garden of Gethsemane, wasn't Peter who take out a sword and chop off the ear of the servant of the high priest?
当时主做了一件什么事呢？
And what did the Lord Jesus do at that time?
讲了什么的说话？
And what did the Lord say at that time?
主做了一件事。
The Lord did something.
他执起那个跌了落地的耳仔黐返埋在大祭司的仆人的头那里。
He picked up the ear, fallen on the floor already, and stick it back onto the head of the servant of the high priest.
然后他就跟门徒说，
And then he said to the disciples,
我岂不可以求父差遣十二营的天兵来要救我吗？
Can I not request the 12 legion of the heavenly host to come and rescue me?
如果我这样做的话，
And if I do that,
神的旨意怎样可以完成呢？
How can the will of God be accomplished?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
从这些事情我们很清楚地晓得，
From this event we clearly can see,
没人可以钉死主。
No one can crucify the Lord.
没一个权势包括撒旦的权势可以叫主死在十字架。
And no authority, including that of Satan, can cause Jesus to die on the cross.
那究竟我们的主有没有死在十字架上面呢？
But did the Lord actually die on the cross?
当然死在十字架上面。
Of course he died on the cross.
但他怎么能够死在十字架上面呢？
And how could he die on the cross?
有两件事情我们不能不注意。
Two things we need to pay attention.
第一件事是主自己的宣告。
The first is declared by the Lord himself.
没人可以夺我的命去。
No one can take my life.
是我自己将这个生命交出来。
It's I who gave up my life.
这个是主自己的宣告。
The Lord Jesus declared that himself.
另一方面你留意到。
And another point you will notice.
真正叫主死在十字架上面。
The real cause of the death of Jesus on the cross.
那是父的自己。
Is the God, the Father himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到我们的主在十字架上面那个呼喊。
So you notice the cry of the Lord on the cross.
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么是离弃我？
My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，晓得我们的主是父怀里的独生子。
Knowing that our Lord is the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
从来未曾同父有分离过。
Have never separated from the Father.
但是为着成就神那个救赎的旨意。
And for completing the salvation plan of God.
他接受父对他自己的分离。
He accept the separation of the Father.
这件事情对主来讲是非常的大事。
This is indeed a great event for him.
他从来未曾经历过。
He have never experienced that before.
从来未曾会想过。
Never could he ever imagine.
所以他的呼喊说，我的神啊，我的神，你为什么事离弃我？
That is why he cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
你可以留意到主的死乃是因为神的离弃。
You know that the death of the Lord is because the forsaking of the Father.
但是更清楚的呢？
But more clearly,
在以赛亚书五十三章的说话，
Isaiah 53 is saying,
耶和华定义将他压伤。
It was God who determined to crush him.
弟兄姊妹，你好清楚睇到。
You can see here.
我哋嘅主喺十字架上边嘅死，乃系父亲手喺个树嚟将佢放喺死地。
It is the Lord who died on the cross. It's the deliberate act of God the Father.
我估我哋嘅弟兄姊妹好少会想到主嘅死原来系死在父嘅手里边。
Very seldom do we consider that the Lord died in the hand of the Father.
如果我哋了解呢件事，你就懂得当日神叫亚伯拉罕献以撒嘅时候嗰个动作。
If you understand this, then we appreciate the action that Abraham did when he sacrificed Isaac on the altar.
神让亚伯拉罕做嗰件事，实际喺个树嚟反映神要喺佢嘅独生子嘅身上边。将来要做的那件事。
That is only a foreshadow of what God is to do in His begotten, only begotten Son.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因着他的毫无保留的伏在神的权柄的底下。
He laid himself unreservedly in the hand of the Father.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
但是他的死不是他的终局。
But his death is not his end.
他的死只不过是带进那个荣耀的复活。
His death bring only to his resurrection.
那个死乃是带进将人恢复回去到神面前的那个大门。
That death will only bring us wide open the door to God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们读到哥罗西书这个地方的时候。
So when we come to Colossians,
it is said, 讲到我们的主是首先从死里复生的。
That he is the firstborn from the dead.
是他站着他来到地上做人。
Yes, when he become man here.
做人的结果没办法能够脱离撒旦的所掌的死亡的权势。
And that he cannot escape the authority of Satan of, over death.
但是我们的主是走进死亡的里面。
And the Lord enter into death.
但是他要很自由的从死亡里面出来。
And yet freely, he walked out of that.
他虽然能够从死亡里面出来。
The fact that he can walk out of that.
但是神复活的大能在他身上面显出。
It's because the resurrecting power of God revealed in him.
叫死亡的权势来被他打破。
So that he can crush the power of death.
但是你记得我们的主在地上跟门徒讲一番的话。
Remember what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
特别是在该撒利亚的腓立比这个地方
In Caesarea Philippi
就是他问门徒人家说我是谁
And he asked the disciple Who do people think I am?
人家问他就告诉主人家说你是这个是那个是那个
And the disciple replied that people say you are so and so, so and so, so and so
但是我们的主说
And the Lord Jesus
asked 人家怎样说是人家的事
And other people say it's other people's matters
你们这帮人跟随了我成三年
You have been following me for 3 years.
你哋话我系边个
？Who do you think I am?
彼得抢头就先讲。
And Peter quickly he said.
佢话你系神嘅儿，系基督，系神嘅儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
你系神所拣选嘅，神所高立嘅嗰一位。
You are appointed and anointed by God.
啊，你系我哋嘅救主。
You are our Savior.
感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
我哋嘅主当时嘅回应就系话。
And the reply of the Lord at the time was,
彼得，你从启示里面知道我是哪一个。
Peter, you know who I am from Revelation.
不过如果不是启示的话呢，你都不知道我是哪一个。
If it were not by Revelation, you would not know who I am.
如果你知道我是哪一个。
Now you know who I am.
但我要还讲多一点东西给你知道。
I will tell you something more.
我要建造我自己的教会。
I will build my church.
阴间的缺门不能够胜过佢。
The gates of Hades will not overcome it.
阴间嘅权柄不能够胜过佢。
The power of Hades cannot overcome it.
呢个系主嘅宣告。
This is the Lord's declaration.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当主宣告呢件事嘅时候
，When the Lord declared this,
佢还未曾钉十字架。
He was not on the cross yet.
但系佢已经宣告死亡嘅权势喺佢嘅身上边冇作用。
He already declared that the power of death has no effect on him.
所以他背负我们的罪孽进入死亡。
So he bare our sin and entered into death.
他卸下我们的罪孽给回撒旦，自己就自由的从死亡的里面出来。
He downloaded all our sins and gave it back to Satan. He walked straight free out of death.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所显明的复活的大能。
And this is the resurrecting power revealed to us by God.
这个复活的大能首先 显明喺神儿子嘅身上。
This resurrection power revealed first of all in the Son of God。所以圣
经话佢系从死里边首先复活嘅。
So he is the firstborn from the dead。
呢个复活
，this resurrection，
我哋晓得系造成咗救赎嘅好重要嘅嗰个原因。
Become an important reason for God's redemption。Work.
弟兄姊妹，我哋常常发现好多神嘅儿女传福音嘅时候，传得非常嘅唔够准确。
Very often we found inaccuracy in preaching the gospel to others.
佢哋叫人信耶稣
，They ask people to believe in Jesus.
但点解要信耶稣呢
？Why do you want to believe Jesus？
因为主耶稣为我哋死咗。
Because Jesus Christ died for us.
所以你非要信耶稣不可。
So you have to believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，呢个咁样嘅福。咁样传福音呢係传对咗一半。
We believe that this is only half correct.
但係就好入好成问题。
And there are lots of issues in that way.
成
问题
嘅喺边度呢
?Where the problem lies.
一个死咗嘅主耶稣唔救得到人。
A dead Jesus cannot save people.
能够救人嘅係嗰个死而复活嘅主耶稣。
The Jesus Christ who was dead and then raised again.
所以佢唔单止係死喺十字架上面。
Not only he died on the cross.
埋葬喺坟墓嘅里头。
He was buried in the tomb.
并且佢能够胜过死亡从死里复活。
He overcome death and he was resurrected from the dead.
呢个从死里复活。唔单止系打破嗰个死亡嘅权势
，resurrecting from the dead not only breaking the power of death，
而且成为除灭魔鬼嘅作为嘅一个根据
，and become the basis whereby he will overcome and overpower Satan。
等先，问你读神嘅话嘅时候，你读到呢句说话嘅
？When you read the word of God, you can read this also。
神儿子嘅显现为咗要除灭魔鬼嘅作为。
The appearing of the Son of God is to remove the work of Satan.
神嘅儿子点样去除灭魔鬼嘅作为呢
？How is he to remove the work of Satan?
藉着死而复活嘅呢件事情。
Through the death and resurrection.
叫撒旦喺神嘅面前冇任何嘅办法可以再去对付神。
So that Satan have no other method.To deal with God.
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We worship and praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋留意到呢个复活嘅事情嘅时候
，When we pay attention to the issue of resurrection，
我哋系点样去注意呢个复活嘅呢件事呢
？How do we notice this issue？
我哋话复活呢件事情乃系脱离最大嘅限制。
We say resurrection is that we are free from the most severe constraint。
我哋话脱离之最大嘅限制，唔单止就系话脱离死亡嘅权势。
Not only that we are free from the power of death，
而连一切因着人嘅堕落所带嚟嘅各样嘅捆绑同限制，全部都喺嗰处去解除。
All the limitation and restraint because of sin is being removed completely。
等住你留意到呢位复活嘅主，佢固然。是将死亡的权势去打破。
Our resurrected life, a Lord, not only that he overpower the power of death,
来显明没有任何的权势能够超越过他。
To show that no power can be more powerful than him.
单单是这件事情已经足够叫我们的主有资格居首位。
If that alone would be enough to qualify him,to have supremacy over all.
但是我们留意主的复活的这件事。
We pay attention again with the resurrection of the Lord.
他不仅仅是指在消极那方面去除去那个黑暗的权势。
Not only negatively, he removed the power of darkness.
在积极那方面呢他是释放了神儿子的生命。
Positively, he releases the life of the Son of God.
但是这件是一个非何等重要的事情。
How important this event was.
停止死亡的权势是一件大事。
And stopping the power of death is a great event.
但是赏赐生命是一件更大的事。
But given life is an even greater event.
我们的主的复活。
Our Lord's resurrection.
不单只是停止了死亡的权势。
His resurrection not only stopped the power of death,
同时他是显明那个赐生命的这个能力。
He also showed the power of giving life.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得我们每一个得救的弟兄姊妹，我们都说我们是重生了。
Brothers and sisters, we all who are saved say that we are born again?
乜叫做重生？
What does it mean by born again?
再次接受一个生命。
That we receive another life.
这个生命是神儿子的生命。
And this life is the life of the Son of God.
但神儿子的生命怎会能够进入到我们的里面成为我们的生命？
And how can the life of the Son of God enter into our body and become our life?
那是因着神的儿子从死里复活的时候将这个生命释放了出来。
It is because when he resurrected from dead, he released his life.
所以主的复活不单只是胜过死亡的权势。
So his resurrection not only overcome the power of sin,
而是释放他自己的生命，叫我们这班蒙恩得救的人亦成为神的儿子。
But he also releases his life, that those of us who receive him become children of God.
弟兄姊妹总记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember?
希伯来书二章上面所提的那个说话。
And Hebrews chapter 2, what it says here?
第十节里面所讲的。
In verse 10 it says,
他说因为那为万物所属为万物所本的。
Through whom everything exists. Through whom and for whom and through whom everything exists.
因为那为万物所本是什么？
对对对，
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里面去。
In bringing many sons to glory.
所以顶住，当我们接受救恩的时候，
So when we receive salvation,
你不单止是得救，
Not only that you are saved,
你不单止重生的，
Not only you are born again,
你还接受了一个这样的事实。
That you receive such a reality.
或者我接受一个这样的身份。
You receive such a position.
这个身份就是神儿子的身份。
And that position is the sons of God.
等着你记得。
You remember?
在约翰福音第一章里面特别提到。
And especially mentioned in John chapter 1.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
For those who receive him, those who believe in his name.
就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。
He gives them power to become children of God.
你怎你根据乜嘢去作神嘅儿女
？How do you, on what basis you become children of God？
我哋点样能够成为神嘅宗子
？How can we become sons of God？
而且神要领许多嘅儿子，唔系仅系带佢翻屋企嚟做仔。
Not only that, bring God bringing many sons home to be their children.
嗰处系话系要领许多嘅儿子进入到荣耀嘅里边。
He is to bring many sons unto glory.
呢个进入到荣耀，乃系恢复。神起初做人的那个安排。
In other words, to restore the original arrangement for the created human being.
那这一切的事情是根据一回什么事呢？
And on what basis did God do
that? 是根据神儿子的生命的释放。
Based on the release of the life of the Son of God.
神儿子的生命的释放是怎样来的呢？
And how did that life of the Son of God being released?
藉着从死里面复活。这件事情就显出来。
And from the resurrection from the dead, it is being revealed to us.
这是真知不你留意到。
So you can understand.
我们附用着他的儿子来为我们进入死，而又从死的里面出来，带出那个复活的大能。
And the Father caused the Son to enter into death and from death come out so that he bring out the power of his life.
这个复活的大能就让神得着许多的儿子。
And this power of resurrection caused God to receive many sons.
这个大能就让我们这班人能够毫无恐惧的去到父的面前。
And this power will cause us to have no fear to come before his presence.
正如我们刚才所读唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we have sung earlier.
怎可以这样？
How can it be?
怎可以这样？
How can it be?
我们就是这样。坦然无惧的去到父的宝座前。
It is this in this way that we come before the presence of God.
我们毫无保留咁样嚟将神所有嘅一切嘅丰富都承接过嚟，成为我哋。
Without any reservation, we receive from God all His fullness and become ours.
怎可能有咁嘅事呢
？How can it be？
就感谢赞美我哋嘅。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我哋以为唔可能嘅事情
，something that we think is impossible，
如今就成就咗喺我哋嘅身上。
Is now being achieved among us.
虽然今日我哋未曾进到嗰个完全嘅丰满
，today we have not entered into the fullness。
但系我哋已经喺度享用呢个生命所带嚟俾我哋嘅安息。
But we are already enjoying the rest that come about from this life。
俾我哋尝到喺救恩里边嘅喜乐
，that we are able to enjoy the joy of salvation。
俾我哋享用到喺救恩里边嘅安息，丰富
，enjoy the fullness in his salvation。
弟兄姊妹，呢一切都系我哋所经历到过嚟。
Oh, brothers and sisters, all this can be experienced。
但系今日我哋所经历嘅嗰一切，不过系喺神儿子嘅复活嘅大能所带嚟嘅丰富嘅里头，点点滴滴。
And all this that we have enjoyed and experienced are only a small speck out of the fullness revealed to us by the resurrection.
但系等到有一日。
And until one day,
当时候满足的时候,
when the fullness of time comes,
弟兄姊妹, 你看到一件事,
then you shall see one thing.
就是因着这个复活的大能,
and because of the power of resurrection,
我们这一帮原来在神的面前失落的亚当的后代,
we who are fallen before God as a descendant of
Adam, 一个一个都因着这个复活的生命被带到父的面前作为神的荣耀的彰显的儿子。
One by one we shall be led before the presence of the Father, and we shall be sons for His glory.
And
what kind of manifestation
it will be?
And so much so that we are without any blemish.
It says here in verse
22,
神藉着我们的主在十字架上所流的血首先就解决了我们同神中间的矛盾。
And by the blood shed on the cross, first of all, remove all the contradiction between God and man.
首先就解决了我们同神中间的所有的阻隔。
Remove all the barriers between man and God.
然后呢?
And then,
然后就叫我们被带到神的面前。
That we are being brought before the presence of God.
是怎样被带到神的面前呢?
How were we brought?
就都成了圣洁没有瑕疵。
That all become holy in His sight without blaming.
弟兄们记得我们曾经一同地读过以弗所书。
Remember we read Ephesians together.
在刚才的时候都提再已经提到这件事。
Already mentioned about this.
我们在神的儿子那个救赎的恩典的里面就是那个为我们存留在天上的各样的属灵的福气的当中。
That in the saving grace of God, we have the fullness in the inheritance in heaven.
其中有一个点就是说我们被带到神的面前成为圣洁无瑕疵。
That we also are brought before the presence of God, we have become, holy and without any blemish.
弟兄们，我们没有办法想象这件事。
We cannot imagine this possible ourselves.
神看我们圣洁无瑕疵。
God look at us as holy without blemish.
不单只是圣洁。
Not only holy.
而且是圣洁到一个地步，你找不到有任何的瑕疵在那里。
And so holy that it is without any blemish being found.
用以弗所书五章里面的说话。
In Ephesians chapter 5, the words there,
是没有瑕疵到一个这样的地步毫无皱纹玷污等类的病。
And without blemish, but holy, blameless, and it is without any stain or wrinkle.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们摸下我们自己的面,
we will touch our face,
当然除了最年轻的那帮 小弟兄小姊妹之外
apart from the youngest among us,
大概你会发现有些皱纹
and you may be discover some wrinkles,
因为没那么滑
it's no longer so smooth,
有鞋鞋地了
some rough skins there,
弟兄姊妹我们是有瑕疵的
brothers and sisters, we have
我们是有皱纹的
we have wrinkles,
你没办法能够没的
It is impossible not to have.
我现在所讲的只不过就是讲我们的这个外体。
Of course, I'm using our physical body as an illustration.
但是主的话在这所讲的不是指我们的外体。
But the Lord's word not only refer to our physical body.
是指到我们整个的人。
Our whole being.
我们的性情。
Our character.
我们的性质。
Our nature.
我们所能够发表出来的一切。
The things that we can express.
在神的眼里面看来，一点瑕疵都没有。
In the eyes of God, there are no blemishes.
我有好几好多笪老人斑。
I have many speckles.
我睇到阿德亦都有几啲老人斑。
Joe also have many.
但主话毫无浸掉污浸类就皱纹等类嘅。
But the Lord said no wrinkles, no stain, no blemish.
而家嘅年轻嘅弟兄姊妹仲未曾有呢啲，但系你保证你一定有呢啲。
The younger ones, you do not have it at the moment. I can guarantee in time you would have all of this.
但这个只不过我讲的是讲的外体。
I only refer to the physical world.
但是我们讲到我们里头的那个性质、那个性情、那个生命。
But our inner nature, the inner character and our inner life.
我们本来是完全不似神的。
Before we do not look like God at all.
我们是满了各种各样的污秽。
We're filled with many filths.
等着问我们常，我们传福音的时候，我们常常说。
When we preach the gospel, we often say this.
人是最蠢的。
Human beings are the most foolish.
不像只狗，不像只，不像只鸭。
It's not like a dog or a duck.
只鸭不用学它。
The little duck, you don't have to learn to swim, it goes straight into the water and starts swimming.
啊，连狗都唔使学嘅识游水。
Even a dog, they don't have to learn, it goes straight into the
water. 有好多嘅嘢，其他嘅动物你能够睇到佢一生出嚟佢就会。
Many animals that they are born and then straight away they know what to do.
但系我哋人就蠢到好咁凄凉嘅。
And yet human beings are so foolish.
冇一样嘢唔使学。
Everything we have to learn.
样样嘢都要学。
We have to learn everything.
揸筷子就要学。
Even the chopsticks we have to learn.
你点样揸刀揸叉就要学。
And the knife and fork we have to learn.
啊，如果叫你煮一餐饭，你就更加要学。
If you learn to cook, then you have to learn even more.
冇一样嘢唔使学。
Nothing can be learned without learning.
但系有一件例外。
But with one exception.
犯罪唔使学。
You don't have to learn to sin.
你唔好话个低低个唔会犯罪。
You don't say that little kids do not know how to sin。
我哋都做为人家父母睇到自己嘅儿女嘅成长。
We also being parents, we have seen our children growing up。
即使你冇睇过自己嘅儿女嘅成长，你都睇过别人嘅儿女成长。
Even though if you have children, you can see other children growing up。
你从来冇想过话咁细个点解佢咁聪明嘅？
You can never imagine so small and yet they are so smart.
你讲得好听就是聪明。
You can say nice words to say they are smart.
讲得不好听就是鬼骨。
If you say that truthfully and badly, it is, they are very crafty.
今天我们就是这样的情形。
This is our nature.
今天赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank God.
到了有一天我们被带到神的面前。
One day when we brought before God,
神说这帮是圣洁无瑕疵。
God said these are holy without
blame. 我找不到他们有任何。
I do not find any blemish among them.
凭乜嘢？
On what basis?
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
系凭藉着呢位复活嘅基督。
And based on the resurrected Christ.
嗱，当然我哋所提到话带到神嘅面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，嗰个圆满嘅显出，要等到将来我哋见主嗰日。
That state where we are be holy without blemish, we have to wait until we see the Lord.
但喺今日呢
？Yet of today,
我哋承认我哋仲有带住好多嘅残缺。
We admit that we're still filled with much blemish.
但系一切残缺并冇影响到我哋喺神面前嗰个地位。
But these blemishes would not stop our position before God.
乜嘢地位呢
？What position we have？
圣洁冇瑕疵嘅地位。
That we are holy without blemish.
弟兄姊妹，你话点解咁奇怪嘅事嘅
？Oh, you say how strange this is.
我哋系残缺，但系神仍然话我哋系圣洁冇瑕疵。
We are blemish, and yet God say we are holy without blemish.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our God.
呢个系神嘅恩典。
This is the grace of God.
因为佢拯救我哋嘅时候。
Because when He saved us,
佢系把我哋放喺佢儿子嘅里面。
He put us in His Son.
等住我今日我到神嘅面前嘅时候。
Today when you and I come before God,
你喺神嘅儿子嘅里边去到神嘅面前。
You are in the presence of God in His Son.
神嘅儿子嘅圣洁冇瑕疵，就完全遮盖咗我哋呢啲愚昧同埋残缺。
The Son of God, being holy without blemish, has covered all our blemishes and our.
叫我哋今日虽然唔够成熟，但系我哋仍旧可以到神嘅面前，同神有交通。
Even though we are immature, and yet we can still come before God and have fellowship with Him.
我常常提醒弟兄姊妹，你要留意到神呢个恩典嘅丰富。
I often remind brothers and sisters the grace of God in.
因为按照神自己嘅定命
，because God ordained.
非圣洁没有人能见主。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
但今日我哋承认我哋自己唔系圣洁嘅，唔够圣洁。
We must admit that we are not holy enough.
但系我哋能够见神。
And yet we can see God.
我哋同神中间可以有交通。
We can have fellowship with God.
我哋同神中间可以去取用神自己嘅一所不应许嘅嚟作我哋嘅供应。
We can enjoy all the fullness provided by God.
弟兄姊妹，你凭乜嘢？
On what basis can we do that?
我们晓得神救恩里面所作成的一件事情是将我们放在基督的里面。
We know one thing that God has done in salvation is to put us in Christ.
如果我们要留意到在救恩里面所作成在我们身上的每样每样的恩典的数算。
If we have to count every grace that we receive in salvation,
我们还有很多的事物我们要去了解。
We have to understand many more things.
但我哋冇咁多嘅时候去咁做呢个咁全面嘅接触。
But we not have enough time to go through this individually completely.
但我哋可以问一个问题。
But we can ask one question.
点解我哋可以能够接受咁样嘅恩典
？How can we receive such grace?
我哋只能够话。
We can only say,
因着呢位复活嘅基督
，because of the resurrected Christ，
因着呢位复活嘅基督嘅生命释放嘅出嚟
，because his life was released in death，
因为呢位复活嘅基督为我哋除去咗一切嘅限制同捆绑
，and this resurrected Christ has removed all our barriers。
我哋敬拜我哋嘅主
，our praise and thank our Lord。
嗱，因此弟兄姊妹，当我哋翻到去哥罗西书嘅时候，你就注意到啦。
When we come to Colossians, that we'll pay attention。
神喺啲书点样去印证佢嘅儿子？
And how did God confirm His Son?
他说是藉着祂的流血来叫我们同神和好。
That through the shedding of the blood, we are reconciled with God.
不单只是叫我们同神和好。
Not only that we make peace with Him.
而且是将我们引到神的面前成为圣洁和有瑕疵。
That we are brought before God and that we are holy and without blame.
正因为神的儿子作成一件这么大的事。
And because the Son of God has done such a great thing.
所以神就让祂的儿子为着教会作元首
，and for that reason, God has caused His Son to be the head of the church to be overall.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到呢件事
？Pay attention to this.
我哋蒙恩得救，一个人
，and individually we are saved by grace.
但系神系将我哋聚集喺嗰个生命嘅联结嘅里头
，and yet God collect us together and united in life，
叫我哋成为基督嘅身体
，that we become the body of Christ，
然后让基督作呢个身体嘅头
，and so allow Christ to be the head of this body，
就引出一个咁样嘅事实
，and bringing this fact，
头系点样，身体就系点样
，how the head is so would the body be，
头系尊贵嘅，身体就系尊贵
，if the head is noble。
头是荣耀的丰富的身体也是荣耀丰富的。
If the head is glorious and full and rich, so would the body.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We have to praise and thank our God.
好了关乎基督的复活作成了这个救赎。
And when Christ was resurrected, he completed his redemptive work.
我们已经可以这样说。
Then we can say,
没基督就没救赎。
Without Christ, there will be no salvation.
有基督就有救赎。
With Christ, there will be salvation.
因为基督是将救赎一件事情是完全的作好。
Because Christ has completed the work of salvation.
所以神将基督放在所有承受救赎的恩典的人的当中来作元首。
That is why God has put Christ to be the head of all those who are saved.
是完全有根据的。
And there are good foundations.
他完全的有资格。
And there he has this qualification.
弟兄们，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
当我们看到这两件事的时候。
When we see these two points.
一个是关于主的错误。他是创造的主。
On one hand, he is the creator
Lord. 一个是他是救赎的主。
On the other, he is the redemptive Lord.
创造的主是讲到万有的来源。
The creative God, he is the origin of all things.
救赎的主是讲到生命的源头。
The Lord of Redemption, He is the origin of life.
同时是加上神对败坏了的宇宙或者那个世界那个恢复。
And also the restoring the broken and the ruined universe.
弟兄姊妹，你有这样的一位主。
Brothers and sisters, this such a Lord.
神将佢摆在万有之上作元首。
The Lord has God has put him to be the head of whole universe.
神将佢作为教会嘅头。
Got him to be the head of the church.
够唔够资格呢？
Is he qualified?
他有没有这个条件?
Has he got this condition?
我们只能够说绝对的有。
He say absolutely yes.
因为没有基督就没有万有。
Because without Christ there will be nothing.
没有基督就没有救赎。
Without Christ there will be no salvation.
宇宙和救赎的源头是神的儿子。
The universe and salvation's head is the Son of God.
如今神让他的儿子显明在人的面前。
Now God calls the Son of God to reveal among men.
或者我们讲得更清楚一点，神将他的儿子是这样显明在宇宙万物的当中。
And God has caused his Son to reveal in this way among the universe and among men.
来叫我们去领会神的儿子是该得着一切的尊贵、荣耀和称颂。
So that we understand and appreciate that the Son of God is worthy to receive honor, glory, and praise.
他配作教会的元首。
He is worthy to be the head of the church.
他更配作宇宙之上居首位。
That he is worthy to be supreme of all the creation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
由于这两件大事。
Because of these two great matters.
神儿子所完成的这两件的大事。
And what the Son of God has completed in these two things.
弟兄姊妹不能不注意。
Then you have to pay attention here.
在头一件大事，我同弟兄姊妹点过，一个是直着，一个是一个是靠他，一个是直着他，一个是为他。
We remember in the creation, we say there was in him and by him and for him.
如今我哋睇到复活嘅主嘅时候咧
，Now we see the resurrected Lord.
又有另外三个字要俾我哋去注意。
The three words that we have to pay attention.
但呢三个字冇分别。
And there are no differentiation.
喺中文圣经上面嚟讲就系直着。
And it is through.
喺边度？喺边处直着呢
？Where is it the word?
喺第二十节开始。
From verse 20.
嗰处有第一个直着。
It's through him.
然后呢，第二十节嘅中间系第二个直着。
And through him to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
然后二十二节呢，第三个直着。
And in verse 22 as well.
你先留意嗰个
through death.
先留意呢三个直着嘅结果系乜嘢
？And these three words through, what is the result of that?
嗰个结果都系大事。
And the result is also magnificent.
第一个结果就话成就咗和平。
The first one is that he has achieved peace.
第二个直接的结果呢是叫万有同父神和好。
The second one is that the whole creation is reconciled with God.
第三个直接呢那是直接他叫我们成为圣洁无瑕疵。
And the third one is that through him that we become holy and without blaming.
等一下你留意这三个直接。
It's important to understand these three processes.
这个三个直接所带出来的结果乃是因着复活的基督。
And all this is due to the resurrected Christ.
提到复活的这件事情。
When we talk about resurrection,
我觉得主启示得更明确和完整的呢在以弗所说。
And it is much clearly revealed in the book of Ephesians.
因此我们在主的面前我们实在要敬拜赞美我们的神。
So we praise and worship our God.
如今神为他的儿子确定了他的地位。
Now God has confirmed the position of his son.
而神为他儿子所确定这个地位呢不单止不是神单方面在那处是这样做。
And it is not done by God on one side.
而是神作出来的这一切呢是我们的经历。
And it has also become our experience.
是我们的经历过来的。
We have experienced
it. 虽然我们的经历过来的不是完整。
Even though our experience are not complete.
我们经历到神的儿子所作的当中的部分。
We have only experienced part of what the Son of God have done.
但是神的儿子他所作的有部分 成为我们的经历，如今的经历。
What God, the Son of God has done, become part of our experience.
咁样，神喺呢处为佢儿子所见证嘅整个嘅事实咧，系早晚都要成为我哋完全嘅经历。
And all that God has done in His Son will eventually be all of our experience.
有些弟兄姊妹咧就留意到神喺神嘅儿女身上边，俾我哋一个好清楚嘅呼召。
So God has given us His children a calling.
这个呼召是什么呢?
What is this calling?
不是叫我们去做什么?
Not that we have to do anything.
是叫我们要持守我们那个地位。
We have to hold on to the position we have been given.
是叫我们知道我们今天是站在一个什么的位置而不要脱离那个位置。
Letting us know what position we are already in, so that we are not deviating from the position that we have been given. So pay attention to the word of God.
当圣灵在那处将我们的主的所事和所作这样透过创造和救赎来显明之后。
When the God revealed to us the nature of the Son of God and what He has done through redemptive work,
弟兄姊妹，你而家留意23节啦。
Verse 23, please notice.
我唔系要弟兄姊妹留意成节。
Not the whole verse.
我系要弟兄姊妹去留意呢一节嘅里面嘅一个好关键嘅嗰件事。
But rather something very critical. It is contained in this verse.
我哋中文圣经就翻译出嚟就系头两个字。
And in the Chinese word, there are two words in the very beginning, which are the key.
只要
，only if。
只要
，only，
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Please pay attention, brothers and sisters.
让佢嘅儿子作成啲咁大嘅事情。
God has caused His Son to done such a great work.
你点样去享用
？How are you going to enjoy that?
你有冇条件享用
？Do you have the qualification to enjoy?
你能唔能够长久嘅享用
？Can you continue to enjoy this?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到神喺呢处并冇开出条件话你。照着呢啲条件嚟完成，你可以享用神儿子所作成的。
God did not list a series of conditions whereby when we adhere to them, then we can enjoy the provision from the Son of God.
如果神系咁样开出条件嘅话咧
，If God gives such a list of conditions，
呢个就唔系叫做只要
，and that is not only if。
神喺呢处讲出一个事实就系话，只要
，all that you have to do is，
只要乜嘢？
What do we have to do?
不是只要你去做什么?
Not to do anything.
是只要你持守住神的儿子的所作。
All you need to do is to continue in what the Son of God has done.
你因着儿子的所作你就企稳你该站的那个位置。
Because what the Son has done, you stand in the position of
God. 你企在神的儿子所作成的那个位置的里面。
Stand in the position where the Son of God has already achieved.
神的儿子所作的就永远是我们的享用。
And then the result of this, what the Son of God has achieved will become our perpetual.
神所显明的神的儿子是怎样我们这帮众子就是怎样。
And God said that how the Son of God is, so the sons of God will be.
那弟兄姊妹当你很清楚地晓得神的安排的时候
If you understand the arrangement by God, clearly.
如今我哋留意到以弗所嘅信息就进开始进入主题啦。
And then we'll see that the 以弗所点？
唔系，哥罗西书。
Then the main theme in Colossians is now begins.
因为喺呢处已经确定咗神嘅儿子系点样嘅一位神嘅儿子。
Because here confirms what the Son of God is.
当神嘅儿子嗰个实际确定咗之后。
When the nature of the Son of God is confirmed,
弟兄姊妹，哥罗西书的信息入题了。
Then the message from the book of Colossians is entered.
弟兄姊妹，记得哥罗西当时所受的骚扰就是话
，Remember the confusion suffered from the church in Colossae.
律法人就话，在基督以外要加上律法。
Those who want to adhere to the law said, apart from Christ, we have to follow the law.
诺斯底派的人就话，在基督之外，你可以凭藉人的智慧，来解决人同神中间的难处。
The Gnostics would say that apart from Christ, you can use your wisdom to solve the problem.
甚至是解决到一个地步，人就成为神。
So much so that man can almost become God.
但弟兄姊妹，当我哋睇到神嘅儿子佢嘅所事同所作嘅事
，But when we see and discover who the Son of God is and what He has done,
我哋能够领会彼得 嘅嗰个宣告。
Then we can understand the declaration from Peter.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no salvation.
因为喺天下人间冇赐下别嘅名，叫我哋可以因为得咁此咁样嚟得救。
Because there is no name given on earth and in heaven that we can be given to be saved.
你又可以领会到保罗嗰个宣告。
And similarly, Paul's declaration.
当佢去到哥林多嘅时候
，When he went to Corinth,
佢后来写信俾哥林多嘅弟兄姊妹。
Then he wrote to the Corinthians church.
佢话我喺你哋嘅中间。又恐惧又战惊。
He said, "Among you, I was tremble and I was weak."
但系咧，我曾经确定咗一件事情。
But I confirm one thing.
喺你哋嘅中间，我乜嘢都唔知道。
I know nothing among you.
我只知道耶稣基督同埋佢。
I only preach
十字架。
I only preach Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，点解
？Why？
只有基督同佢钉十字架。
Why only Christ and Him crucified？
点解只有佢嘅名？
Why only His name?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
哥罗西书俾我哋得到嘅个答案。
Colossians give us the answer.
因为佢系创造嘅主。
Because He is a creator God.
因为佢系救赎嘅主。
He is a redemptive God.
喺佢以外，你睇唔到万有嘅来源。
But apart from Him, you cannot see the origin of the universe.
喺佢以外，你睇唔到有救赎嘅路。
We cannot see the way of salvation apart from Him.
因此就引出咗哥罗西书嘅嗰个信息。
So it leads to the message of the Colossians.
但是在当时的哥罗西的教会里面有一个难处。
At the time there was a problem at the church of
Colossians. 因为哥罗西教会是外邦的教会。
Because it's a Gentile church.
救恩是从耶路撒冷开始。
Salvation starts in Jerusalem.
所以当犹太人将律法的心情带来的时候。
When the Jews bring with the sentiment of the law,
外邦人嘅心里边一啲嘅软弱咧，好可能系俾佢摇动到。
And the weakness among the Gentiles can easily be shaken by this.
但系我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
当神嘅儿子嘅所作同埋佢所事嚟显出嚟嘅时候
，When the Son of God and what who He is and what He's done is being revealed.
首先喺保罗个人嗰处就。有一个咁嘅反应
，and there is a reaction from Paul himself。
保罗嘅经历，我唔提啦。
I'm not going to mention about the experience of Paul。
但系弟兄姊妹，你都懂得大马色系保罗嘅属灵嘅经历嗰个分界线。
And we know that the road of Damascus is the shedding point of Paul's experience。
如同保罗咁样嘅人
，a person such as Paul，
如今咧喺哥罗西书里头，你睇到佢发表佢嘅感觉。
Now in the book of Colossians, he reviewed his feelings.
哎呀，而家要读两至三节圣经啦，啱先冇读到嘅。
We have to read the two or three verses.
24节
，verse 24。
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督嘅身体，就系为着教会，要喺我身上边去补满基督患难嘅缺欠。
Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you.And I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
我照神为你们所赐我的职份作了教会的执事，要把神的道传得全备，这道就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，如今向他的圣徒显明了。
I have become his servant by the commission of God, given me to present to you the word of God in his fullness.The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝戒各人教导各人要把各人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
我是为此来劳苦照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。
To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy,Which so powerfully works in me.
但只不过在书里看到有一个人对于神的儿子的所事和所作有个非常准确的 反应。
Here you find a man regarding to the work of God's Son and also his nature has a very perfect reaction.
这个曾经是站在神的对头那边去反对神。
And this was a person who at one time opposed God.
如今他是拼上他的老命去传扬这位神的儿子。
Now he's struggling to give all his utmost to be supportive of the Son of God.
保罗为着传主的道是受过很多的难处。
We know that for the ministry of the gospel, Paul has suffered very much.
但是保罗说我不因为受这么多的难处我觉得难过。
He said, I'm not going to feel sorry for all the trouble that I've experienced for Christ.
我反倒觉得喜乐。
Contrary to that, I'm so happy.
并且甘心情愿在我这个人的身上面去补满基督患难的缺陷。
And willingly, if possible, that I may sustain the shortcoming in the body of Christ by myself.
为什么要去基督的身上去补满患难的缺陷?
On what reason he is there to fill up that is still lacking regarding the body of Christ? It is for the church.
为什么?
What does it mean?
我们常常会在这件事上面发生有些困惑。
Oftentimes we are troubled by this passage here.
要为着教会来补满基督患难的缺陷。
For the church we are to fill up the lacking of Christ.
难道基督作为救创造的主和救赎的主还做得不够完全吗?
Do you think that God is not doing enough? He being the Lord of creation and Lord of salvation.
以至到保罗必须要再为主做一些事情来补满基督患难的缺陷。
And so much so that it is necessary for Paul to do something to fill up the gap and his shortcomings.
但弟兄姊妹，你读准保罗在这处的宣告，你就了解那件事情。
If you understand the actual meaning here, then you realize one thing.
基督作为万有的主。
Christ is the head of the universe.
是显明他是从他的创造这方面来显明。
And it's being revealed in his creation.
基督作为救赎的主。
The Lord being the Lord of salvation.
是藉着他的死而复活来显明。
And through his death and resurrection.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不能不注意。
But we have to pay attention here.
救赎的方法基督已经完成了。
The method of salvation, Christ has already completed.
但是救赎的那个目的。
And yet, the end result of salvation,
基督并没有在十字架上面来同时将它完成。
And God, the Christ has not completed on the cross.
他也只是完成了那个救赎的方法。
He only completed the method of salvation.
也宣告了救赎的目的。
And declared the end result of salvation.
但是救赎要完整的来显露出来。
If salvation has to be completely revealed,
弟兄姊妹你记得。
Then you remember.
主复活升天的时候对门徒的差遣。
And the Lord before he ascended into heaven, his commission to the disciples.
主就说天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
He said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
所以你们要去。
Therefore go.
使万民作我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
叫万民来做我的学生。
And that all nations be to be my disciples.
来学主的模样式。
To learn from the model of the Lord.
凡我吩咐你们的，我吩咐你们的。
And all that I teach and teach you.
你都要教导他们去遵守。
For the one that I have commanded you to teach them to obey. And if so doing,
主就说我就同你们同在直到世代的末了。
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这是指着一件什么事情?
What does it tell us here?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你留意,
you pay attention.
以弗所书也好, 哥罗西书也好,
Ephesians or Colossians,
一直显出基督的所是,
revealing the nature of Christ.
在创造那边来讲, 他是万有的元首, 这个没问题。
From creation, he is the head of all.
因为万有已经存留在那里。
Because creation is already been made.
但是在救赎这方面呢?
And yet for salvation,
他说他要为教会, 作教会的元首。
He is to be the head of the church.
教会在哪里?
Where is the church?
当基督从死里复活的时候,
When Christ resurrected from the dead,
教会的元首这件事情确定了。
The fact that he is the head is already been confirmed.
但这个 基督嘅身体喺边算？
But where is the body of Christ?
基督嘅身体仲未曾显到出嚟。
Because the body has not been revealed.
最先显出嚟就系五旬节嗰120个人。
The first time it revealed was the 120 people in the day of Pentecost.
当日再加上3000人。
And on the same day, the 3,000
more. 然后再加上5,000人。
And then another 5,000.
然后陆续嘅加上去。
And gradually more and more added.
一直加到今日。
Until today.
这个是一个咩嘅事实呢？
What are we talking about?
在我们的观念来讲，这个是教会。
In our perception, this is the church.
但在神的观察里面来讲，这个是基督的身体。
To God, this is the body of Christ.
基督的身体的初形出现。
The early form of Christ's body is there.
好似 BB 仔出世嘅时候，佢已经系一个人仔。
Like a little baby being born is already a shape of a human being, but it's not mature.
将会喺因着基督嘅复活喺地上面出现。
And the churches appear in the world because of the resurrection of Christ.
基督有咗个身体啦。
And Christ has the body.
但我姑且咁样讲。
And I can say in this way.
这个时候基督的身体是 BB 仔的身体。
And the body of Christ is like the body of a baby.
基督的身体未曾长成。
It is not mature, grow up.
基督的身体要长成。
It need to be grown up.
让这位圆满的基督能够得到圆满的身体。
So that the full Christ could have a full body.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到，从五旬节的时候一直到如今，教会一直在那里成长。
So you notice from the day of Pentecost until today, the church continued to grow up.
这个成长不单只是讲得救的人数。
This maturity, not only the number of people.
而是讲到教会的那个属灵的质。
And more to do it with the quality, spiritual quality.
这是另外的一个交通的题目。不是。哥罗西书的里面。
This is another subject matter, not contained in the book of Colossians.
但是哥罗西书就轻轻嗨到这件事情的边。
But Colossians touch on this point, however.
他说我为着教会。
And for the church.
为着教会什么？
For the church.
为着教会的成长。
For the growing up of the church.
我甘心乐意在基督，在我的身上边去补满基督患难的缺欠。
I'm quite prepared to pay in order to fill up the need in the body of Christ.
基督患难的缺欠不是基督所作成的救赎的方法有瑕疵。
The Christ's affliction is not because any shortcoming, but the redemptive work of Christ.
但是基督救赎的那个结果未曾圆满。
But rather, that the end result of Christ has not come about.
所以保罗就将他自己摆上。
And so Paul gave himself up.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
一个真正体验神的儿子的所事和所作。
One that see the nature of Christ and the work of Christ.
对于神这个荣耀的旨意一定有一个这么正确准确的反应。
Would have a perfect reaction from the will of God.
巴不得神能够用得着我们去补满基督患难的缺欠。
We very much hope that God can use us to fill up the Christ's affliction in this body.
但你怎么去补满基督患难的缺欠？
How can we fill up Christ's affliction.
是你去搏命做这样做那样？
Are you to do these things and that things with all your might?
不是。
No, brothers and sisters.
既然不是，是什么？
And if it is not, then for what?
乃是要去传扬基督，高举基督。
But to preach Christ and to exalt Christ.
让人认识基督而去取用基督。
Allow people to know Christ and to use Christ.
叫身体慢慢的成长。
So that the body can mature.
这个是以弗所书那边的信息。
That is the message in the book of Ephesians.
但是我特别要在这个地方要提的就是。
But one thing I like to mention.
刚才我所提到。
I mentioned earlier on.
哥罗西当日所遇到的难处头一个就是律法的骚扰。
The problem that the Colossians suffered, first of all, is to do with the law.
保罗先用自己来摆出一个事实。
And Paul used himself to put forward a fact.
不是律法叫我保罗站在今天的地位。
It is not law that caused me to stand here today.
是基督叫我站在今天的地位。
It's Christ that put me here.
而今天我所有的服侍乃是为了去彰显基督。
All that I do today is to magnify Christ.
但是为什么是我要彰显基督而不再跟随律法呢？
Why do I only magnify Christ and no longer follow the law?
这是有一件事情很重要。
And here is one thing very important.
因为基督就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
Christ is the secret, the mystery that has been hidden throughout ages and generations.
基督乃是在历世历代以来在神那处隐藏下来的一个秘密。
He is a secret which has been hidden throughout the ages and generations.
这个秘密是什么内容
呢? And what is the content of this
chapter?
And later on he says,
就是基督成了外邦人的荣耀的, 荣耀的指望。
Christ in you the hope of glory.
外邦人是毫无保留的可以享用基督的所事和所作。
That even the Gentiles can use the fullness of Christ without any reservation.
所以你要寻找到神的心意的满足不是在基督以外寻找其他的方法。
And so to satisfy God's heart, it cannot be found outside Christ.
律法不是方法。
The law is not a method.
律法曾经是被神用过。
Yes, the law was used by God at once.
但是神用律法只不过是用它来做一个影儿去叫人晓得你应该怎样去寻求神。
Law was only used by God as a shadow to point to us how we should seek after God.
但律法所指明的乃是神的儿子本身。
But the law is to point to the Son of God himself.
神在这里保罗在这里就显出了一个秘密的事。
So here, the secret was revealed.
那个秘密就是说外邦人在神的面前完全是跟犹太人一样是承接神自己的个荣耀的丰富。
The secret is that the Gentiles, like the Jews, are able to receive all the fullness from God just the same.
今天神所有的工作是集中在教会的建造。
And today, God's work concentrates in the building up of the church. And so this evening, when I'm sharing with brothers and sisters, and 2 points I have mentioned, only mentioned,
在这里保罗在说话我如今所发表的乃是历世历代以来所隐藏的那个秘密。
He said, what I'm saying to you is a secret that has been hidden throughout the generations and ages.
这个秘密的内容是什么呢?
And what's the content of this secret?
基督成为外邦人的荣耀的盼望。
The Christ become the hope of glory for the Gentiles.
由于这件事情
And because of this,
就引到第二章的里面提到一件事。
And point to chapter 2.
今早上我同弟兄姊妹提过。
I mentioned early this morning.
保罗说神有一个秘密，这个秘密就是神的儿子基督。
And Paul says that God has a mystery, a secret, and that is Christ.
我们在交通他是创造的主和救赎的主的时候，你懂得神的秘密。
He is the Lord of creation, he is the Lord of salvation. Now we know the secret of the mystery.
但是哥罗西书里面还提到有一个秘密。
And there's yet another secret, another mystery.
在第四章。
In chapter 4.
那你先记住第二章。
Pay attention to chapter 2.
神的秘密是基督。
But the mystery of God is Christ. Chapter 2 verse 2. And then chapter 4.
你看到有另外一个秘密。
There is another mystery.
那个秘密是什么呢?
What is that mystery?
第三节
，verse three，
你要亦要为我我哋祈祷，求神俾我哋开传道嘅门，能够讲基督嘅奥秘。
And pray for us too, chapter 4 verse 3. And pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. There are two mysteries. First one is the mystery of God. And that mystery is Christ. Why Christ is the mystery of God? We don't have time to go there. If we seek after the word of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us. Because the mystery of God is Christ, and then lead to another mystery. And what is that mystery? The mystery of Christ. And mystery of Christ is mentioned in chapter 2.
这个奥秘在外邦人中于何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们的心里面成了荣耀的盼望。
The mystery of Christ is that the Gentiles of glorious riches, and that Christ in you the hope of glory.
外邦人在神的面前是可以承受以色列人在神的面前所接受的应许。
that the Gentiles can receive all the promises just like the Israelites.
而且是从物质的眼见的进入到属灵的和丰盛的。
From the physical and the visual to the spiritual and the riches.
那基督的秘密是什么？
And what is the mystery of Christ?
就是保罗在神面前摆上自己的那个目标。
And that is the end result of Paul putting himself out.
乃是神的教会。
And that is the church.
乃跟着弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这里面所交通给我们的话的时候，
When we pay attention to the word being shared,
你晓得，
then you know.
教会是成就神永远旨意的关键。
The church is the critical point whereby the will of God can be achieved.
这个又是另外的一个交通的题目。我们今天又不在我们这次交通的范围。
And this is another subject which I will not be covered this time.
但弟兄姊妹你看到，
But brothers and sisters, we can see.
教会是成就神旨意的那个关键。
The church is the issue that the will of God can be achieved.
而这个这样关键性，带着一个关键性的教会，是老早在神的心思的里面，在基督的心思的里面，在创世之前就存留在他们的里头。
This critical issue of the church, which would achieve the will of God, has already been in the mind of God before the foundation of the world.
因此，弟兄姊妹，你睇到一件事情啦。
So we can see one thing, brothers.
神嘅奥秘系基督。
That the mystery of God is Christ.
系特别指出咗神嘅工作嘅方法系基督。
That the method of God's work is Christ.
神一切工作嘅方法系藉着基督嚟做。
All the method of God's work is executed by Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我哋点过话靠他，藉他，为他。
We say in him, by him, and for him.
我咧有提过，连个三个嘅藉着。
And three throughs.
等住你从其中你睇到一个结论。
And we see, can draw conclusions.
基督系神嘅奥秘，系特别显明喺基督成为神作工嘅方法。
That Christ is the mystery of God. He is the method by which God's work is accomplished.
所以弟兄们好清楚嘅。来宣告一件事情，离开了基督，神没有工作。
Therefore, apart from Christ, God have no work.
神一切所做的工都藉着基督来去执行，去完成。
And all that God's work is through Christ to complete.
那基督的奥秘呢？
What about the mystery of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，特别是我们这帮作外邦人的，
Especially we,
你要很清楚的领会。
We who are Gentiles, we have to fully understand.
因为这个是关和我们有切身的关系。
Because it links with us directly.
基督的奥秘乃是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
因此教会不能够离开基督。
So the church cannot deviate from Christ.
教会必须是基督的发表。
And the church must be an expression of Christ.
不是其他任何同神有关的事物的发表。
It is not an expression of things relating to God.
甚至我们说不是属灵恩赐的发表。
Not even the expression of the gift of the Spirit.
而是基督自己的发表。
But rather the expression of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能够体会到哥罗西所带给我们这个光的时候，
When we see the light given to us by the book of Colossians,
我们会晓得我们属灵的路前面那段我们要怎样走。
We know the path ahead and how we should do.
如果基督能够从我们当中显明出来，
If Christ can be revealed through us,
我们的路走对，
then our path will be correct.
如果基督在我们的中间不能够被人遇见，
If Christ cannot be met by through us,
我们的路恐怕要带回到神的面前去审查。
That our ways should be examined before God again.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
明日我们在正面来看，你怎样维持在基督里活着。
Tomorrow we shall see how we should maintain our living in Christ.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们一起祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down before you and worship.
几时你将你的话解开，我们就见到亮光。
Whenever you open your word to us, we will see light.
几时你将你自己的话向我们显明，我们晓得我们拣选的方向。
Whenever you revealed your word to us, we see the direction.
我哋仰望我哋嘅主。
Lord, we look to you.
常将你自己嘅话放喺我哋嘅里边。
And put your word always in us.
藉着你嘅话向我哋去解说你自己嘅心意。
And through your word, reveal your minds to us.
叫我哋喺地上嘅年日唔系空跑嘅。
That our days on earth are not wasted.
叫我哋喺你嘅面前所行走嘅，都喺你嘅面前蒙纪念。
That the things that we do and walk will be remembered by you.
主，我哋向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we worship and bow down.
因为你冇隐藏到你自己。
Because you did not hide yourself.
你乐意将你自己向我哋打开。
You are willing to open yourself to us.
但主想赐我哋一个非常非常柔软又服主权柄嘅心思。
Lord, grant to us a tender and pliable spirit.
叫你喺我哋呢一班人嘅身上边有作工嘅出口。
The Lord, there is a way by which your work can be expressed through us.
来彰显你嘅自己。
To reveal yourself.
又叫我哋去享用你嘅丰富。
That we can enjoy your fullness.
敬拜赞美归俾你。
Praise and worship be unto you.
但愿你属天嘅祝福都归俾我哋。
May heavenly blessing be unto us.
我哋祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.